Good afternoon, folks. The purpose of this video is to serve as a rapid response for all the people that are asking me, why is YouTube putting a little blurb under your videos pulling in propaganda from Wikipedia explaining that the earth is warming? It's definitely warming. Don't believe this guy. If there were no merit to my arguments, there would be, it seems, no need to put a blurb under the videos. I think that already speaks volumes. But I will add here now that the reason this is happening now is because we're in an awkward stage, a pre-outright censorship stage. Soon, my videos will not be available on YouTube at all. I promise you this. This blurb, I think, is an indicator of that. It's an awkward stage because it's pretty obvious, as evidenced by all these people who are being tipped off by it. Why are they doing this? Christian, why are they telling me not to believe you? It makes it really obvious. It does. Here's what it looks like. Here's what it looks like on a mobile. Now, the reason that they are stepping this up, and it's an awkward little stage of an info blurb before they just get rid of this now, is because they cannot have any narrative competing with their own right now. In fact, I explain a lot of who they are and what's going on here, the history here, in Climate Fears at Max, why the deep state is all in now analysis. That was the point of that video. But I'm adding here now this, that physical reality is rapidly diverging from their narrative, and that's why they're advancing so rapidly and so violently towards outright censorship. Join me in reality. Let's take a look here at what's going on. We've already seen, this is from the UAH Global Temperature Average data set. It's the IPCC's own, you know, this is not crackpot science. These are actual empirical observations on Earth. And as we've said, the Earth is on its three-year cooling trend here, returning to where it was, you know, earlier in this decade. Well, do we see evidence of this? What's happening in physical reality? Not in Wikipedia propaganda blurbs, not in the progressive... Alberta records its snowiest September since records began. More is expected. Parts of Alberta recorded their snowiest September around 22 centimeters. That's 8.6 inches so far this month. That breaks the previous month-long record in 1965. Although it's still summer... this has happened, and a couple rounds of moisture in the days ahead are going to potentially bring even more snowfall this month. So September, it's already a record-breaking month, and it's going to be even more so up there. Well, that's pretty crazy. Further, in fact, we looked also at the farmers up there who were indeed in disbelief as the snow was hitting them. They were scrambling to save their crops, going through all of the stages of grief, denial, anger, bargaining, acceptance. Probably in one day, as they have these kinds of amazing losses. It's a significant hit, quote, to your bottom line, a significant discount when you get struck down that much lost, and then what's remaining is knocked down to the animal feed classification, so you're not paid nearly as much for it. And I want to stress this, it's not just that he lost this crop. This will be a significant problem for next year while he gets the fields ready for planting again. When you have falls like this, he adds, it's not just a one-season issue. And indeed, these sorts of things are happening all over the world. As I've been documenting on this channel, here at map.iceagefarmer.com, we see the extreme weather events. Further down south in the U.S. right now, frost is coming in as well. Cold front to bring frost and drier conditions in the next 2 weeks from AgWeb. Here in the Corn Belt, and I'm not being alarmist, we haven't had a cold October since 2009 or so. It's not going to be a huge problem, let's be clear. But what I want to point out, I do think we are dealing with something that we haven't been used to over the course of the last 6 to 8 years here. It's bizarre now. I haven't seen this in a while. Iceland, same sort of language here. Weather warning issued across Iceland. High winds and heavy snow. Iceland expecting heavy snowfall this week, according to the Met Office, which issued a yellow warning. It's been 6 years since Iceland has seen comparable September-October weather. Again, same kind of language. Now, it's not just in the Northern Hemisphere, right? It's not weather. This is climate. New Zealand, spring storm. I covered this already. Losing 100,000 of their spring lambs in the cold. That's 20% of them. A fifth of the lambs lost because of the cold, inclement weather and storms. And of course in Australia we took a look at this as well, these record colds that you can barely see in Celsius degrees, but it's in, you know, they enumerate some of them down here. 24-year record, 20-year record, 16-year record, 12-year low. So, in physical reality here, we're experiencing massive agricultural losses due to the rapid changing climate, which all stems from the changing output of our sun, the decline of our magnetosphere. Actually, it stems from a lot of things, but none of them includes CO2. That is a farce, and that's why their agenda is falling apart. You will be paying more for your pumpkins this Halloween, thanks to heavy rains and flooding. All right, let's just move on from there. Folks, I've got a lot of new subscribers who've been asking me, how do I prepare? What do we do from here? And if these are your first experiences, if you're just touching down here in physical reality, then leave that info blurb behind. And it's time to start taking steps every day to embrace the reality that is here in front of us. You know, once you are able to look at it and accept it for what it is, then you immediately start taking steps to exist in it, to thrive in it. And so to that end, I am just publishing now a conversation I had with Dr. Anita Bailey, author of Cold Times, Preparing for the Mini Ice Age. She and I ran the gamut on what she's experiencing in her neck of the woods right now, what she expects in the future. Of course, we talked about her book and how to prepare for the cold times ahead. And also just a very human conversation about what it's like to be alive now in these pretty crazy times with people trying to minimize their carbon footprint and all that kind of stuff. So I'll leave a link to it, and I hope you enjoy it. I also wanted to point out that, you know, while there are lots of fantastic resources on YouTube and beyond there on survival and prepping and bushcraft and any number of things and how to start your food storage program, if you really need just the most basic place and you can strip out all the church talk here, the LDS folks have, for obvious reasons, thought quite extensively about how to accomplish this and then how to structure that message in a way that they can send out to people everywhere across the country and still have it make sense. So you will, of course, need to take this and adapt it to your own, you know, whatever it is you eat and however it is you live and whatever environment you find yourself in. That's always the case. But to the extent that a lot of thought has gone into this, I wanted to share out both of these resources. Now, this LDS manual I plopped up on iceagefarmer.com/docs. It's right here, the LDS preparedness manual. There's also some great stuff in here. Feel free to cruise around. That's why I put it up here, like the Earth Sheltered Solar Greenhouse, which I've covered before. Mike Oler talks about, you know, how to use thermal mass and the solar aspect, some basics to incorporate into any of your structures, not just your greenhouses, any structure that you're building. And then finally, I wanted to say, if you're feeling overwhelmed with all this stuff, there are some good starting points, and then just do it. That's why I say take steps every day. Turns out there really is a relationship between the soil that you're working with in your garden and your neuroprocessing centers, right? The serotonin is actually stimulated when you get some of these bacteria from the soil in your system. So literally, go outside, start doing work. It's just good for you. It's good for your body. Turns out it's good for your brain as well. And it's definitely good because the more you do it, you will see progress. Take steps every day and you'll surprise yourself with how far you get shortly. So that's it, folks. Let's go grow things we're proud of and do great things.